Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I am Gabrielle. I am a former New York Mafia princess, originally from Austria. I am the mother of three and the owner of Too Posh Boutique. And here with my beautiful co-host, Marcella, my daughter.
Hello, I'm Marcella. I'm a dancer, choreographer, model, and designer for Too Posh. And I say whatever the fuck I want.
I am Polly. I am a certified sexual health consultant and educator, former professional dominatrix, currently working at the largest adult novelty store in the Texas Panhandle.
What will they say next? Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to our Too Posh Podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle, here with my co-host, Marcella.
Hi.
And Gino.
Let's go.
And Bernie.
Hello, hello.
And Spider.
Hola.
And our special guest today, Jolie.
Hello.
She is back.
I'm back.
She is back, and we are going to jump right into the most common problems teens face in 2019. And we want to have your input, Jolie, if you can. Number one, in this particular article, we have several, but there's acceptance. Even the most self-assured person struggles with acceptance from time to time. However, teens have it especially hard due to their lack of maturity and perspective. The best thing parents can do is offer parental acceptance. A recent study published in the Journal Plus One shows that there was a significant link between children's psychological maladjustment and perceived paternal and maternal rejection.
What
is this?
I'm so confused right now.
They're saying that they think that your parents rejecting your ideas or whatever is a bad thing for the development of your brain, basically.
I totally misunderstood that. Help your teen feel accepted by assuring them of your unwavering love and guidance. This was a parent thing. Okay, got it. Do you feel accepted and loved?
No.
Get out of here.
I mean.
Well, I'm sure that's some teens that are struggling with that.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
There's some parents that I see that I'm like, you're damaging your child. Like,
in
no,
what way,
no joke.
Stella?
Pressure, especially in what I do. I mean, I think parents put so much pressure on their kids to be good at, I don't even think it's just dancing. I think it's in any sport, school, I think to make perfect grades. And I think when you put so much stress on a kid, it's not good. Like the kids who were left alone were always the best. I mean, and I'm saying do your best, obviously. And if your parents are paying for it, like don't be a lazy ass. But I think that the pressure to like win and to be valedictorian and to go to this college and to be so perfect is
and to take all these college courses during high school years and all that
is really stressful on them. And they're always the ones who, like, I can see stress in a kid's face and I always feel like that's sad because when they're adults they have all that time to be stressed.
Our parents will live through their kids though.
Yeah,
right?
Bad.
That drives me crazy.
That's bad.
It is, right? It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
And so they put their, I mean, maybe they're not where they wanted to be.
It's
so.
Just crazy to me. I've had, you know, parents walk in and start taking over. And I'm like, and their kids are just like, I can see them like.
like embarrassed.
Yeah, just kind of exhausted because they have it coming from me.
Yeah.
And I've always said, if you don't, and this goes for, I think, any coach or whatever. Like, if you don't trust me to do it, then either do it to them at home or get someone else to do it. But they just want to take over because they want to live through their kids. And I've never understood that. Is like, maybe was it something they wanted and didn't have, or
more than likely.
It's just weird. Too much pressure, I think.
But then it drives, I mean, a lot of kids, you know, when we're as parents, we can make our kids do it for a while. We can make y'all do whatever we want to, right? But I think the kids who probably feel that pressure when they get the ability to kind of decide what they want to do, or even before they really have the ability, they start rebelling. And then when they really can do what they want, they go crazy. So, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you had like your son, say you force him into football and he absolutely hates football and you go, I don't care what you say. And you go to play football.
I mean, your family friend with. Soccer.
Yeah. She says there's someone she knows that has to play soccer and doesn't like to play.
At all?
He hates it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it he's guaranteed to never play ever again.
Yeah. And you can burn kids out. They have to want to do it.
Yeah.
And I always say that kids, every kid, I don't believe that most people like to fail. Like, I don't believe that people go into anything with like wanting to be bad at it. So I think if you just give them that freedom, every kid peaks at a different time. So you might have an amazing 9-year-old baseball player, but then they could be amazing. Somebody else is amazing at 15. Like, there's no, I think parents see, oh my gosh, this kid is like this, and why aren't you like this? And you're going to play this sport because I said so. It's
Do you see that, Gina?
Odd.
Oh my gosh. Yes, every day. I had a major run-in with a parent yesterday on Tuesday.
Do tell. What happened?
I won't get into all the details because it's too long of a story, but just essentially a pretty crazy, known, out-of-control mom came onto my court at the end. She did wait this time because I've had multiple talks there before. And she just walked on and she started to tell me how to what she wanted for her son. Granted, in my class, her son is there on special exemption. I don't think I said the right word. What did I just say?
You said exemption.
Yeah, I don't know what I was trying to say there. So. don't even need to cut exception. That out. No idea what I was trying to say. So he's there.
On, like a scholarship?
No, like he...
Special permission?
Yeah, there you go.
He has exception.
No idea what I was going with. Thank you,
Bernie. You said it right. It was like a syllable off. But
yeah.
So not right.
So he's there because he's not ready to be there. And he's there on the premise of he has to work harder than everyone. He's got to listen better. So she comes walking in and just like, my son should be doing this, 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 and this. And I go, you do realize your son can swing and miss at a sitting still ball. He can't do the things that these high performance players can do. Like, she's wanting him to do activities that kids that are 16, 17 that are at the 10,000 hour rule are doing. And I looked at her and I'm like, I've got 38 kids on 4 courts and you want me to designate 1 court to your son? And I said, no, it's not happening. And she freaked out. She literally, when I told her no, and that I was going to now, because she caused a scene, send her son.
Probably no one's ever told her no.
Yeah.
Husband probably doesn't either.
I sent her son back to the smaller class. I said, you caused a problem. Now your son's going to go back.
God, how'd she take that? I'm sure you got to have a pissed off mom.
I still can't believe this, and I'm trying to forget this image because it was so terrible. She actually... in conversation, when I told her that, turned and ran down the hallway, stopped at the end, and turned around and screeched, try me. And I said, all right, he's out.
Challenge accepted. He's out.
Yeah.
Would you guys both, because, I mean, you've been dancing forever and teaching forever, and clearly, you know, you do the same thing with tennis. Would you agree that there's like a natural talent that people have?
Yes. For sure.
Right? There's some people who just cannot dance no matter how.
Oh, yeah.
20,000 hours into it, they're not going to do it.
Some are naturally blessed, and some are like, you should go play soccer.
Is the same thing for tennis?
100. Like, that boy is 11. He's been playing for 2 years. He's still swinging and missing. Yeah. He's at one of the best academies in the country. Like, there's sometimes you just can't help people.
That's not true. Yeah. No. But some, I don't think it's that. I think it's that they probably don't want to. Yeah. They probably don't want to be there. They probably have something else that they want to do really bad, and their parent is making them go.
That's the crappy situation.
I was imagine if she's doing that in front of you and everyone. Imagine at home. Behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
That kid probably hates his life.
And I think that parents need to have like real...
Not be delusional
when it comes to your child's ability. I understand that every parent loves their kid more than anybody else. But you have to be realistic when in a sport or activity, like if someone is better. I have done kind of what you know, I've actually brought a parent in. I said, please watch. Like, and I'm not trying to be mean and I'm not disrespecting your child. Please look, I'm going to have like the number one, my top dancer dance, and she's going to dance right next to her. Please tell me, you know, you see the difference. You have
done
to
that
see
before?
It. Oh, yes, because people are
That's
mad.
That's so awesome.
I did it yesterday.
You have to be... And
y'all are freaking mean.
I know, so mean. And Jolie knows I love her. I would die for her. But there are times I was like, oh, back corner. I don't know what you're doing. But like, and that doesn't mean I don't love her.
Not at
but
all.
You're not ready. You're just not ready to do that. And some people are and some are not.
How do you handle that, Jolie?
Like, I always was just like,
care?
Right.
Do you care?
I knew. So I was like, I know I'm not doing this right.
That's so funny.
You don't want to lie to them.
Well, yeah. I listened to a podcast this morning with Gary Vee and some major basketball player, and they were actually discussing that, and they were talking about how they are so sick of the everyone deserves a trophy mentality.
Drives me nuts.
The disillusion with parents who think they give their child a basketball, for example, and then just assume they're going to make it in the NBA. That's not even a doubt. I mean, and then pressure that child or give them a baseball
bat.
Thank you. I was like, it's not a
bat. I'm struggling today too, apparently. So
it's not a rocket.
Bat and exception are tough today.
There's only a handful of Tiger Woods and stuff like that. Like the exceptions.
It's true.
Like
Serena Williams. They were saying how this is absolutely horrific and it needs to end and it needs to stop. And yes, keep the kids. Our organized sports and organized after school programs are amazing. They teach the children a lot for later on in life, but be realistic and don't be completely disillusioned.
Not everyone has to be on TV playing Tiger Woods, like you said. Like,
and I think listen to your kid. Like, I mean, why would you want to force them to do something they hate? Like, our rule was always you have to do something. Yeah. So
pick it.
They tried to put me on a tennis court and I was like,
me too.
Oh, hell no. What the hell? I don't want to do this. I need to go back to dance. This is so terrible.
Bad. You don't play it at all? Tennis at all?
I made her do it on my birthday.
Yeah. You don't remember the ball flying at her face?
Oh, how did you forget that?
I forgot about that. I just remember the balls in your
balls
face.
Balls flying at my face?
You said that last time.
Oh, the head. Okay. I was like, did I get a ball thrown at my face here? When did that happen?
Oh my god.
This is a Marcella moment. Okay.
Exactly it was.
This is what I was talking about.
That's so funny.
We played Gino's wish last year for his birthday. Yeah. I was like,
family tennis day.
Yeah.
Like, just don't have to do anything crazy.
I just go.
I think I sat the whole time.
Fun.
Yeah, Julie didn't even participate.
Julie, you don't play tennis at all?
No. She tried to.
Yeah.
She wasn't all that bad how she's acting right now. She just didn't like it.
I did not like it at all.
What sport? Do you like any sports at all?
No. I mean, like, I'm
forced to do a lot.
Oh, my God.
But I'm forced to watch, like, football whenever it's on.
But there's no sports, nothing? Volleyball, anything?
Oh, I like to play volleyball. Okay. And sometimes I'll play basketball with my friends.
All right.
I'll play volleyball and basketball. That's about
it. Does your son, is he into anything? What is
So my son, he is more of the kid who wants the outfit and will buy it for him. And then
great.
He doesn't play it at all. So, for example, I had a buddy of mine who is a big MMA, Muay Thai type of guy, owned a studio in Plano, and we took Jet to it. Mm-hmm. And Jet was amped up. And the stuff's not cheap. Buying, like, the gi.
Really? I don't know anything about that.
I don't know much about it either. It's just know it's expensive. Like, the belt.
Learning quick.
Everything. Yeah, it was hundreds of dollars. And I mean, I had that conversation. He's 7 now. He's about to be 8. So this is when he was 5. And his mom and I were like, Jet, right? Are you sure? I mean, any 5-year-old is not really thinking the concept of money. He's like, yes, Dad, we want to do this. So he puts the outfit on, goes to the next practice, sits out, won't go back in. He goes in just for a second, and they have gloves on, and so they're kind of sparring. And my son's like, man, he doesn't want to get hit in the face. He's like,
I'm too pretty.
He's way too handsome for that. So he will.
It's my money maker.
Yes, dude, that's exactly right. He did it for about, I'm not making up, 4 or 5 minutes, and he was done.
I thought you were going to say 4 or 5 times.
No, four or five minutes, and he's done. And then, you know, I'm trying to force him out there, and he's just dead weight. Like, he's sad. Went from happy to just sad. And like, so we did that with soccer. I will say last summer he played some indoor soccer, but the year before we put him in like this league, and you know, it's not super expensive. It's just the point that he likes to put the outfit on.
Yeah.
And that's it. So maybe he'll be in a fashion or something. I don't know.
Let him try tennis.
Yeah.
Let him try tennis.
Here's less thing on me. Like, we'll just give him a try.
I would totally do that.
No cost, so no money. Let him try it. Yeah.
So, but I will tell you this. Well, I was asking so many questions because he's like, loves singing. Like, I think he's going to be an entertainer. Okay. I'm not kidding. Like,
okay.
I'll catch him. Yes. I catch him in the back seat in my car, and there's like a TV there, and he's singing to all the songs, and he'll sing it in front of anybody. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. And he, like, I think he'll be an entertainer. So,
but in you as a parent, you support that.
Yeah. I want him to get, truly, like, I've asked him if he wanted to get into like dancing and stuff like that. And so, he's not sure yet, but he's like a true entertainer.
Yeah,
so.
You just got to put him in some hip hop classes. And then he'll have like all the girls will be like.
That's what I keep trying to tell him. I want him to learn to play guitar. Like, because, I mean, that would be awesome because he's only 7. Well, he's about to be 8 next month. And I think that would be cool because the guitar is so
studio.
Cool.
It's Septan. Yeah.
To check it out. That's why I was asking, like the like
Septan
what all's involved.
Septan Studio for guitar. That's in Addison. It's called Septan.
Never heard of that.
It's where Demi Lovato came out of.
Jessica
there,
Simpson.
Yeah, really? Selena Gomez.
Yeah. Check it out. I definitely will take you up on the tennis thing.
Yeah.
I just want him to do something because right now what he does the most of is. Games,
video games,
iPad, all that stuff. And the thing is, nowadays, I mean, there's kids who are making.
We talk about that. Millions making so much of dollars money.
This just Saturday. Video games. Fortnite World Cup. The winner will make more money than Novak Djokovic did winning the Wimbledon title.
What?
Are you serious?
Yep. Are you kidding me?
How
right
much,
now?
So what is that? How
it's
much?
A $30 million prize pool. This
what?
Year.
Gosh. Yep. Stop.
It was Fortnite alone had invested $100 million into competitions for this year. And this weekend's a $30 million finals, which over 10 weeks prior, anyone in the world could attempt to qualify. And it was $1 million prize pool each week. And the top 100 in solos and duos qualified. And they're in New York City, rented out Madison Square Garden. It's all.
So, Gino, tell everyone what number you were in the world.
All right. So I was a little bit into it, you could say. My duo partner and I, we got to like top 200 in the world in
Are
the
you
game.
Serious?
Out of what? Millions.
In Fortnite?
Yeah, we would play like tournaments with tens of millions of people.
I'm saying the same thing. I'm like, what?
We've made like.
Martella.
We've made
what?
Some. Yeah. We've made some.
No, I have looked at it and I'm like, fuck, sorry. I know.
That's so funny.
I'm walking away.
Well, you know.
We made good money doing it. Like, we've made.
What?
We
You're like top 200 in the world?
At one point, yeah.
No kidding?
Two seasons ago, yeah.
So it's insane because there's so much money in that. Like, there was, I may be off on a little bit of it, but the guy who created Minecraft, and if you've ever seen Minecraft, it's a huge deal, but
I actually love it.
The
it's
graphics
fun.
On it are so, like,
I can't create.
They're
it.
Like, they remind me of. Back in the day, before y'all, it's called
so
Commodore
confused.
64 or like Atari. Like the graphics are so bad. Horrible to me.
Well, it's like a really old game too. So
yeah, but
they haven't fixed it at all.
So, but the guy who invented that, he outbid Jay-Z and Beyonce for a house like $70 million
I
or
heard
something.
That.
$70 million.
Yeah,
like that's crazy. When you outbid Jay-Z and Beyonce, you're a badass.
That's insane.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right. What social issues teens struggle with today? Depression. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, an estimated 3.1 million adolescents in the United States had at least one major depressive episode. That means about 13% of teenagers may experience depression before reaching adulthood.
I had a student yesterday tell me in her private that at 10 years old, she had suicidal tendencies. She want to kill herself.
How old is she now?
She is 12.
There's so much pressure. I mean, but there's also outside sources. Yeah. See, you got social media is a mother.
I don't know how they do it. And I have said it a million times. As an adult, social media can be difficult.
Yeah. Because you see what everyone else. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I mean, the reality is what we see is not usually what it is.
Never, first
but
of all.
I got to think of Matt more for like a younger person who can't really separate the two.
Yeah.
Or separate, you know, reality from, oh my God.
But some of them, like I feel like Jolie's age, like you guys aren't really on social media that much, are you? Like she doesn't really like it.
But in their different ones, like Snapchat.
Well, I mean, I will go on it to talk to my friends like that. We don't really text. We talk on social media, but I don't really do anything else on it.
But do you feel like you're looking and comparing your life to other people?
No, not at all.
But wouldn't you say with that question, I mean, I don't think anyone, very few people would acknowledge, yes, I compare myself to. I mean, I think that I naturally get. And like I see somebody who, whatever, maybe an idiot,
FOMO.
But I'm still, I mean, some idiot, but I still think, man, that's a badass car, or that's a great life, or my God, the vacation, or mine, that watch, or like, but I would never be, I mean, I could say it now because we're talking about it, but I would not naturally think I'm influenced by much of that.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So are you on Snapchat?
Yes.
Are you on that TikTok? Have y'all seen that? TikTok is really cool.
It's like blowing up right now.
I know.
It's like a new Musical.ly kind of thing.
Isn't it like Vine used to be, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool. So
I haven't done it yet. Right?
I haven't
Me
done
and my
either.
Friends do it as a joke. Like, we think it's the funniest.
It really is pretty funny.
It's funny,
It's really entertaining.
What's crazy is I think that it's still school related. I think it's still the kids. Because I had a talk literally yesterday with five of my preteen teen students, because they are literally the most anxious, stressed out kids I've ever seen. And so we had a talk, and we had like this 30-minute talk about like, what is going on with you guys? Like, what are you worried about, or what is stressing you out? And I feel like it is, they're like, I feel like at school, like these people talk about me this way, or it's still kids being mean to each other. That is the biggest thing.
That's the biggest thing. I believe that too.
I don't know if it's social media.
I think that it's important that the kids have, like we learned the hard way, like Jolie only had that one group of friends at the dance studio. I am now a big believer there have to be a group of friends in several different places, because it gives them, okay, if they're mean to me, whatever, I have more friends here. Yeah. Gives them an out, basically, and they don't have to be so sucked into this one group of people that could turn on you at any second. You never know. I mean, you never know what they get into. It let one of them find a boyfriend that influences them wrong. Yeah. They start doing drugs, and it is like this crazy.
It was just weird to hear a child, because I put, because they're so insecure. Yeah. And I'm like, what? Please pick your eyes up. Like, be proud. When you walk into a room, you need to hold your shoulders back. You're all beautiful. Like, they won't look in the mirror. They're like scared to look at themselves. And it's all these insecurities. And then she was like, I'm going to say it honestly, because there's like five girls. She said, I thought about killing myself. Like, why am I even here?
Wow.
Yeah. And I told all of them, I said, do you think that God makes mistakes? And they're like, no. I go, so why are you questioning him then? No. And they're like, I don't know. We love you, Miss Marcel, or something. I was like, well, it's just they don't think like that. Yeah. And then some of them don't want to talk to their parents about stuff like that. So that's why I think when there's someone else they can talk to is good too.
How long do you think it was before you recognized she was getting bullied at the studio?
I told you like the first time. I mean, that
she told me.
But you
right
really,
away.
But you really didn't. Did you immediately recognize, I got to handle this? Or were you kind of like, let me just see how this kind of plays out?
It was so difficult because I was the owner of the dance studio.
Yeah.
So now I have my daughter being bullied, literally bullied by the customers that pay to take dance there. So I handled it the best I could, talking to her all the time. Like, we have to sing every single night. I lay with her and we talk. We talk everything out, like whatever goes on in the day, and we try to edit that with all three kids. I always go, if I had the hours that I've spent with my kids talking at nighttime.
10,000-hour rule.
You're a professional.
You are a pro. You're a pro.
And I love it, though, because it keeps me close. I know what's going on, and I feel like I can always try to do the best. I mean, but that is what I learned. But at the time, I didn't have time to take her anywhere else because the dance studio took up all of our time. It was such a crazy time in our life. So...
That's amazing. So funny. This popped in my mind. So the other day, I had Jet with me, and we were talking.
I saw that cute picture of him in the car. Lendo, by the
so
way,
cute.
That was so sweet.
It's my little man. I'm so happy to have him back. But it was really interesting. We were talking about this weekend because I have him this weekend, and we were talking about going to a friend who he's gone to this kid's house forever, and I'm good friends with his parents. And so, you know, I try to hype Jed up about, we're going to go this weekend and we'll do this. Mm-hmm. And he, this particular friend, he didn't want to go to their house. And that was a first. He usually is so amped up.
Excited.
And he goes, I don't want to go there. And it caught me off guard.
Really?
I was like, why? We always go there. He goes, well, so-and-so is this kid. Basically, he's been getting really mean with them. But for me, I'm so used to being there with the parents and whatnot that I'm oblivious to it. Because when I see them playing at the pool, I'm thinking they're playing at the pool. But I remember it just resonated. It was a couple days ago. So I was thinking, crap, like, all right, what do I do now? Because
the
parents are friends of mine. And I mean, but if my 7-year-old is so adamant that I don't want to go over there because I don't want to get picked on, it was just, I know.
So what do you do in that situation?
I have no idea. I'm trying to figure it out right now. If, like, exactly. I mean, I'm literally... As we speak, I'm trying to think about, all right, how do we do it? Because the weekend is coming up, and like, I don't know.
I mean, what I would do in that situation when they're that young, I would actually talk to the kids themselves. Yeah. I would be like, hey, you guys, everyone be nice to each other. They're still so young that I would be like, you know, don't be mean to each other. Like,
kid, you know I'm bigger than your dad, right? So
No, but
it was a weird thing. I'm not used to him feeling... hearing that insecurity in him, mm-hmm. it actually hurt. Like to say, just because I feel I love my man, he's my little man. Right? I know it's like my little
it
man.
It sucks so bad when it happens, and you have to be so smart about how to handle
go about
and
it,
what to do, and try to protect them, but not overprotect them, because they have to be able to defend themselves too. And especially with Jolie, I feel like she has mastered to not let people bully her anymore. Like there she was, speaks up for herself.
There was a time, literally, like a week ago, where two of my really close friends were like, hey, do you want to hang out? And I was like, sure. And then they're like, oh, we can't hang out. And I was like, okay, it's fine. Like, we'll make another plan. And then they posted all over that they were hanging out. Wow. And honestly, now I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me now. Like, I'm like,
it bothered me. That's so terrible. And she goes, no, it really doesn't. And I was like, I waited a little bit. I go back. You sure it doesn't bother you? I mean, that even bothers me. How does it not bother you?
Yeah.
I have know. Friends everywhere now. So it's kind of like if that's one
group don't need those kind of people.
Not at all. No. Not at all. You don't. You're right. Not at all.
So that's probably the biggest thing I would say that has helped us to have several different.
Yeah.
That means, again, they have to do several different things outside of school.
Yeah. That's good.
So that has helped her tremendously, I think.
You do have an action back life.
Yeah.
I have so much going on. I'm tired right now hearing about this. I feel exhausted.
But teen suicide is a huge issue, actually. And it makes me always very, so scary to me that there are children that have that feeling and they don't voice it. They don't say anything. Parents are completely oblivious to it. So have you ever heard any of your friends saying anything like that before?
One of my friends has always kind of, I guess she has had a hard time. I don't know. One thing I will say is I think it's a lot of attention driven, like they want attention from it. So I feel like it's not always that they're actually depressed. They just want someone to talk to. So,
which then goes back to what's going on at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had kids I've worked with that are cutters, or I also don't think that even as teenagers, they understand what that means exactly. Like how final, like if you take your own life, like you're not coming back. Like, I don't know if they actually process.
There's no way.
What? You know what
when
I mean?
Like when you're a teenager, like the emotional part of your brain grows faster than like the critical thinking part.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you feel things, think things, you don't know what the hell is going on or how to deal with it.
And even you hear about these 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds, I'm like, I don't think that
that's so crazy to me.
Had
that's
any idea.
Crazy to just think of that. Because I mean, I know as an adult, there's times I'm like, oh, fuck all this. Sorry. But, you know, I can't imagine being that age
10?
And so young and not even fully remotely developed. I mean, truly in the way of being able to process things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I agree with you 100% that that's got to do a lot with the home life and whatnot.
Yeah. Like what's, honestly, growing up with her as our mom, I mean, we were not allowed to have locked doors. You weren't allowed to go upstairs upset. And you, maybe if you did, you had to talk. Even if you're like, I don't want to talk. No, there's a rule in this house. You have to talk. Let me tell you that we don't
really?
Live.
Have
we don't live
talk.
There anymore. And we still have to talk. It's like,
that's so awesome. Every day, are your blinds
you
open? Is your bed made? Is there light
that's
in your room?
Good.
If you're in trouble and you go upstairs and close your door, it's you just
you're
hear
done.
The stomping and
you're
like,
really
oh,
in trouble. You're really in a lot of trouble.
But also being tough about circumstances. Like if something happens, okay, that sucks for you, but she's very tough about like, you got to get
over it. 3-day rule.
Three-day rule.
I remember the 3-day rule.
The 3-day rule and just being tough. And anytime, like, I think suicide comes up, she gets pissed. Like, and that's not even something that she accepts at all. So you just kind of, not that I've ever thought it, but I'm like, that's like not an option.
No, I was going to ask, have you ever thought that? I mean,
I've had really dark times before where I've been like, and I'm, you know, I feel like everybody has those dark times, but then you really think it through and you're like, okay, that's stupid.
Yeah, I've had those dark times too, and I'm realizing I'm a big pussy.
Life is so wonderful.
Well, my grandfather committed suicide, and the way it affected me and my whole family, it was absolutely, I find it an absolutely horrible thing to do. I know people are gonna maybe get mad at me, but I went through it. I think it's selfish, and I think that it's the easy way out. And I understand that you are struggling, but you can talk. You can do talk therapy. You can get help. You can do anything. Everyone has someone that will try to help you.
For sure.
Because you leave people behind now a whole entire group of people that are now struggling with something that you did.
That's not right. I was going to say that. I mean, you're leaving a lot of people to deal with the aftermath of a very...
And I think kids maybe don't, maybe they haven't had enough life experience to know that it's so temporary. I think maybe the teenage brain and an adolescent, the pain is temporary. Like anything that they're going through, like you were bullied or kids were mean. I mean, I even told the girls yesterday, I go, do you know that the friends you have in high school, like you're probably never going to talk to those people again. Like it's so temporary. And I don't know if they see that. It's so, it seems so massive to them. Mm-hmm. And I think as adults, we know that there's waves in life and shit at the bottom now, and it'll just like always gets better, I guess.
Things always get better. And
there's always someone else going through it. Yes. Like you're never the only person going through whatever it is.
And you're 100% right. I mean, nothing, no matter what, ever stays.
I mean, even losing a hand, which is, I mean, seriously, I mean, that was the way you made money. That is the way that you made your career. You were going to open your own business with it.
I mean, I always think of, I feel like that whole thing is such a amazing, like to come out of that and be positive. Like when you, we had you on the show the first time, I was like, I don't know. Cause I feel like that's the biggest fear for a lot of people is like, if I lose my legs or my limb, like what would I do?
Yeah, no. And you know what? It took about 3 years to get over that. Like it was, and I mean, that was a dark,
I would assume
dark,
so.
Dark, because I had no, I mean, all my friends that I thought my friends were lived in Dallas, and
those
I lost my
not
career,
really
not at all. Mm-hmm. Lost my career, had to start over. Now I'm almost 30 living at home with my mom and dad, not because I'm wanting to
start
like
over,
I'm stuck doing it. And that was a very dark phase. But with that being said, that, I mean, remember, I can look now and see that, to agree with what you said, nothing ever stays exactly where it is. And I thought forever that I was stuck there. I felt like I felt like I was stuck in pause.
Yeah.
I literally remember thinking I'm stuck in pause. And so, and life is happening for everyone else. But the reality is, just so I can talk about with social media and the perception that we have of people's lives and whatnot, it's never what it is.
No.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Never.
Because you do. We hear about, and to speak about suicide, but what always, I think it shocks everyone when you hear of these A-listers, and only because in reality, I think everyone looks at A-lister who's quote unquote loved and has more money than they know what to do with, and fame and vacations, this and that. And you hear that they committed suicide, like Robin Williams. Now he had some disease
major
stuff.
Mental health issues.
Anthony Bourdain.
But like someone you would never think. Mm-hmm. They seem like really cool guys and great lives and stuff like that. But it's amazing. Perception is not always reality.
Mm-hmm. So. Kate Spade's brother-in-law, right? What's his name? I forget.
Kate Spade? Too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he just said that he feels like if she had waited 10 minutes, she would have never done that.
Yeah, it's like a second.
Yeah, they just make such a final decision in a temporary situation.
I wish I knew his name. There's a guy, you could probably look him up. He jumped off of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, I saw that.
And survived.
He survived.
And he tells his story about what he was thinking right after he jumped. And he thought, I made a mistake.
Really?
And his whole story, I watched that whole thing. It's like on IGTV, honestly. It's very, you did see it? He jumped off and was like, what did I just do? So it almost makes you think that anybody who's taken their life wouldn't have done that if maybe a different thought had, one more minute or something else. It's just so crazy. And I think as teenagers and young people, they need to always remember that
and reach out and talk and do something.
You know, I agree, right? I think we all could agree that you should reach out and talk, but I can also, I remember for me at least, at the times that, I mean, I really am too much of a pussy to commit suicide just because I'd be scared and hurt or something like that. But at the moment though, it felt so real. Like the despair that I felt at the different parts of my life was so real. And I mean,
But you have been through something that is not, I mean, that's a very traumatic.
I find it really crazy that you're on this podcast with us. Like sometimes it's just such a unreal moment because Marcella used to tell me about when this happened, talked about it all the time, and I never met you. I didn't know you before.
Now
and
we're family.
Her Puerto Rican son.
That's right.
So crazy. Anyways, next, alcohol use. So alcohol use and binge drinking showed a significant decline among teenagers. Despite the decline, 33.2% of high school seniors still report drinking alcohol within the past month.
Decline, really?
It declined, but then it still is an issue.
They're all smoking e-cigarettes.
I was just about to say, yeah, like, is drug use up though? Drug use has got to be up there, right?
Drug use is here. I was getting to that. Drug use. 6% of 12th graders reported using marijuana daily. It exceeds cigarette use.
What was that?
Marijuana.
That's a Mexican drug. It's a marijuana. Mariachi.
Marijuana. She's from Europe.
You guys say it.
All of us looked at each other for a second and no one said anything. And then we all pulled back in and made a comment.
We're just waiting for you to finish your statement before it jumped all over us.
I was wondering if anyone else heard it. I was like, is that it's just me?
You smoking that ganja with that stuff.
Oh my God, that's really funny, you guys.
I got expelled in high school for for drinking. Like, we got hammered.
No way.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was a senior in high school.
Senior.
And we were, we had a doubleheader. I was a all-state baseball player, and we were in the finals. We were in the playoffs finals. And after we did doubleheader, we went out and there was five of us and I was kind of the ringleader and we got hammered. And then we went to, and this is like a strong, really strong Christian faith school, got hammered, went to a birthday party. Uh-oh. And I have no idea what logic that made to it, but it was got busted.
Your teenage brain.
Yeah. I was throwing up the whole time in the parking lot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
needless to say.
And then you got expelled.
Yeah.
Jolie, do you any of your friends talk about alcohol, drink alcohol? Have you had any experience?
What's your favorite drink?
She won't Sprite. Even taste it.
No, I won't. Like, I refuse to taste it. One time in Mexico, she told me that her, what was it that you drink sometimes in Mexico?
Margarita?
No.
Pina colada?
No. It was pina colada. It was something that looked like Sprite.
Vodka
and
soda.
She goes, oh, this is your Sprite. And I was like, what?
Did you
so
on
I was
purpose?
Like, all right.
No, no.
And I took a sip of it and I spit it out. I was like, that's not Sprite.
No, I wouldn't do that to her on purpose. No.
I mean, my stepdad has never had any alcohol in his whole entire life. And Julie said she is going to be just like him. She's not interested in it at all.
Do your friends, though? Your friends drink?
Yeah, I have several friends who do.
What do they drink? Beer or they drink like liquor?
Well, one of our closest family friends, their dad just lets him have beers all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But that's like European.
Yeah. Is that right?
Well, the Europeans, you know, they put whiskey on the baby's gums for teething.
Really?
Yeah, they put something in tea sometimes to make them go to sleep. I never did that, though.
Well, I think
that's so funny.
In Europe, there's not a drinking age. Like, there's no, they're just not wait really. Till you're 21. There's no. None of that.
So. Is there a drinking age at all?
Not really. I mean, they say it's 16, but if you go to a
bar
at 14, they're not going to ask you. They'll just give you whatever you want.
That's crazy.
It's pretty crazy. Wow. I mean, when we were there, like, kids after school are at the bar.
Yeah.
Just normal.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah. It's very strange.
So, but let me ask this. So, with that being said, what is the... We probably don't even know this, but I mean, how's the alcohol problem there as opposed to here?
Well, I think there is an alcohol problem, but it's not here. It's just so swept under the rug, just like everything else. It's like, are you really going to say that kids are not going to drink till they're 21?
No,
it's absolutely ridiculous. They can go to war and fight for a country, but they can't have a beer or a glass of wine
or drive
it's
a
so
car.
Stupid.
I mean, operate like a. Like, they can drive at 16.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They can't take a sip of wine. It's just strange.
I mean, it's very, very strange. So at home, it's not like that. But I think, adults have more issues with alcohol.
Yeah.
Kids don't, because it's just like, okay, well, we can have it if we want. So it's not so wanted. Like, my God, you have alcohol.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. That's why I was asking what's the rough?
I think alcoholics are everywhere. Yeah. My dad was a big alcoholic. So was my grandfather. So I don't know. It's hard to say. I think anyone could become one if you're weak-minded, to be honest, anywhere in the world.
She what was about- very open with it with us. Like, it was never a secret. She always let all three of us, do you want to try it? do you want to try my drink? Like, you can try it. You're with us. You're here safe. You're not driving. You're not
alone. We'd have parties at the house, and I'd have everybody at our house. And
yeah. The parents would, I would tell the parents, and they would have to give me all the keys. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't know, that was a mistake I made one time. She had a party. I did all that. All the parents knew was a New Year's Eve party. This, like, when you were, I don't know, 18, something like that.
Something like that.
21. I collected
they're all 21.
Oh yeah. No, they weren't. But the parents all knew. They all gave me the keys. Like, there was no issues. But what I didn't think about is the friends that would come visit in the cul-de-sac in their cars, and they had Everclear in their cars. Whoa. And so would go out to the car and drink Everclear. And I was so confused because I wasn't given, like, they didn't have like alcohol. They had just like these little
Smirnoff
like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which the parents approved of. The Everclear in the car of the people that drove up. I had no idea.
Joke at all.
Next thing I know, these kids are throwing up. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
So let me ask this. So Jolie, so are kids, I'm assuming a solid yes, but I'm curious, what about like marijuana and stuff like that?
No one at my school that I know of, but, I haven't really experienced anyone who's done that.
Drugs at all?
Mm-mm. None of my friends.
Wow. Interesting. That is crazy.
I mean, dance friends now have, but whenever I knew them, they never did.
So the dance friends now, like, and I'm curious, truly, like, so how do those conversations happen? Is that even a weird question? The conversations about drugs and marijuana and stuff like that. I feel like an old person.
Well, they don't conversate it. They more post it, and then they're like, really? "Look, I'm doing this," and I'm like,
"Well, because remember when your son gets older, there's private Twitter, there's private stories, God. There's private." So it's parents need to Instagram. Be aware also that there are private things.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that the kids are. Posting on Twitter at their, what's it called? Their fake Twitter.
It's a
Finsta.
Yeah, a Finsta. Finsta. Or that's fake Instagram. So they can post when they're wild and crazy and mom can't see or whoever
that's
can't
crazy.
See.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's actually, wait.
I feel really old right now in this.
So you have to be aware. There's secret text codes teens use.
Oh man, that's in the movie, that Cock Blockers movie. Isn't it like the...
Dude, okay, let's see. I know.
Zerg is to gang up a bully. Someone, do you know this, Jolie?
I have no idea what that is.
You've never heard
Ooh, let's play the guessing game. Let's test her out.
Oh my God, some of these I don't even want to read.
Never heard Zerg.
This is like crazy. This is a big one. KMS, KYS.
Oh, I do know those.
What is that?
What is it?
Well,
now you see it. It says on top.
Kill myself, kill yourself. Do you know this?
Yeah. Ooh. People tweet that all the time.
They do?
Well, okay, from my point of view, it's more of a joke. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, that sucks, but like not like actually.
I'm laughing so hard, I'm dying.
Yeah, like that.
Are you sure? That's what that is?
Yeah. It's like the old person. No, I'm not even on Twitter. Are y'all on Twitter? I know you.
I love Twitter.
I actually don't go on Twitter.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm horrible at Twitter.
Are you?
I don't get it.
No.
It's too.
Twitter?
I'm an Instagram only man.
I get on Instagram, a little bit of Facebook, but I don't tweet.
I'm not much of any social media, really. Very little. Jolie. I used to be none.
I don't know that one.
I don't know.
Hold on. See, WTTP.
No clue.
What is that one?
Want to trade picks.
I love that.
I need to remember that one.
They mean nude picks, though.
Of course.
They mean.
That's why I need to remember it.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
FWB.
Jolie.
Fat white.
Fat white boy.
What is fat white? Bernie said bitch.
Come on, you know this.
Or I said,
I was like, no, we didn't.
Let's see, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Fat white bitch. For $200.
Is that your final
That's
answer?
That's my final answer. What is FWB? What is FWB?
Friends with benefits.
Oh my God.
I should have known that one.
I feel really old right now. y'all.
My version of that would just be FB. I'm not going to say what it is, though.
But this is what teens use, that's you guys. Crazy. So you learn it. So if your son uses it, you know what he's talking about.
TDTM.
But you could also, some of these things that I see people post like this, I'm like, Urban Dictionary. What is
TDTM? Oh, yeah, I do that too. Because I don't even know.
What the hell?
Have you seen this one, Jolie?
No.
Thank God.
What do you think? What do you think this one is, Marcella?
I have no idea.
Just give
I
a
can't
guess.
Figure it out.
I like, can't
I
either.
Put words together.
I
I'm
can't
like,
either.
Today,
talk
tomorrow.
Dirty to me.
Oh, oh my gosh,
that's like the song.
Talk to me.
No. Yeah, not quite.
It's Jason Derulo.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll have sex.
Smash.
Well, I know
that's
that gotta, one.
But smash.
You
is
know
what,
that one.
Having sex.
Engage in casual sex.
That's casual.
Yeah.
Cover up the bottom too, because
thirsty. Oh. Yeah, I know. Thirsty.
Desperate for attention.
Yeah, desperate.
Usually, it's
sexually,
like a poor girl.
Piece of shit, and then
MOS/POS.
What is MOS?
I thought the POS was put on story.
No,
that's what it isn't.
No. That person, the POS. What is it?
Mom/parent over shoulder.
Oh, shit. Wow. I don't know anything.
That's
about.
Actually a smart one.
Yeah. That is, because
it could be anything.
Yeah. That just shows how bad of a parent I'd be for a teenager. Like, what is that? P.O.S. Go to your room. This is your other daughter.
Oh, partying.
Lit,
yeah.
Okay,
lit,
drunk.
Turned up.
Lit that or turned one, up.
My friends would use lit as like fun.
Yeah, I don't think.
That's like a big party.
Party hard. Get high on drunk.
On drunk?
Get high on drunk.
Get high on drunk.
I want a shirt that says that.
Get high on drunk. Get high on it. You're high on that drunk shit, huh?
Oh, my
Eat
God.
The shirt.
Beast. Beat cake. That scares me. I don't even know.
I mean, I'm thinking a few things, but
engage in rough sex.
Oh, wow.
I mean, all right.
Where the hell have I been? I've never heard of any of this.
I know, because that's teenage things. That's like, you are old, Bernie.
You're old. I feel old right now. I can't even kind of come
I
with
feel any. Old.
You are old now in this conversation.
So we're the crazy old. Part is there's still so much other stuff like jeweling, and I know I'm saying
what?
That's funny.
Jeweling.
What is that?
Like the vape.
You say again.
Vape.
That's what jeweling.
That's what
a jewel. Yeah.
Someone's mom bought them.
I've never heard of that. Mm-hmm.
It's just
not
another
yet.
Vape. People are obsessed with them on Instagram.
Yep. The studies of what marijuana does to their brain, like even a tiny little bit can mess with teenagers' brain, like really, really bad. And lead to further drug use.
I think alcohol can lead more to drug use than marijuana.
No, this changes the brain. It's a proven study, actually, that we actually had talked about with one of our counselors.
Therapist.
And she therapist, and she agreed. She said there's studies that show that.
So truly is a gateway drug?
Yeah.
Well, I think
for teens.
For teens, I think, you know, you have the people argue, you know, as adults, but we're, you know, still talking about young people. So yeah. I think that's where just that their mind is just not fully
developed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's the effects of caffeine in teenagers is terrible. I know
no
Jolie
way.
Has friends that
my
drink.
Friend is literally addicted to coffee. Like she will, I'm not kidding, have 5 coffees a day with 8 shots of espresso in it.
Wow.
So and that's not even an exaggeration. I'm not
her
kidding.
Heart's
I'm like,
explode. Yeah,
that's what I tell her. I'm like, you're going to die.
I'd rather do cocaine.
Pretty much. That's what the girl's doing right there.
But it says caffeine may stunt their development. A study shows that young rats who consumed the rat-sized equivalent of the caffeine in 3 or 4 cups of coffee experienced reduced deep sleep and delayed brain development. So, I mean, it's very, very terrible, and it takes a major toll on their sleeping.
I didn't. Well. Yeah. I thought I just didn't think that young people drank coffee.
I didn't either. Yeah. I did not think that at all.
They drink the what are those?
Starbucks.
Energy drinks.
Oh,
some
Monster.
Of them are super addicted to them.
Those
so
monsters have so much sugar in it.
Also,
they're terrible.
Look at the back. There was one of those Bang energy drinks at
Bang.
You want to bang?
No, thank you.
Yeah. It's smash.
Somebody goes.
MOS.
Yeah, right. asked me if I drank that. I was like, no, I don't. They go, well, why not? I go, well, I don't know. Let me turn it around. And I started reading. Like, I go, can anybody tell me what that is? They're like, no, yeah. I can't even pronounce it. I don't really feel like drinking stuff that I can't pronounce. It's kind of scary.
Very, very scary. So that I'm just going through these really quick because we're out of
vodka,
time.
Vodka, I can pronounce that. I would drink it.
That's actually true. I know what is in that actually, and I know where that comes from.
A huge issue is teenagers riding with their drunk friends. Very, very terrible.
I'm not even allowed to ride with teenagers in general.
Exactly.
So.
Good. And
I
the
suck
other
at driving, so you're not missing out.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the other interesting thing that is happening now is teens are ditching driving. They don't want to drive.
I know.
They don't want to drive early. They don't see the need for it. And I think that it's awesome. In Europe, they are not allowed to drive till they're 18. And I've always implemented that rule for my kids because I don't see why a 16-year-old
18?
No. I didn't start till I was 21.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I didn't want to. I still don't. I take Uber everywhere now. Yeah. I don't drive.
I didn't want to drive either. Mm-mm.
I drive everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
So on that note, there's still so many other things. And I, when I found this, also came across a really scary situation with human sex trafficking with teen girls. And that Texas is the number
that
two.
That is a real thing.
It's a real thing and it is really scary. And we're going to do an episode on that by itself because it's such an issue and so scary. And
Maria's, you should talk to, what's Lady of Dark Hair?
Mandy
knows that lady who is now speaking at churches who is in the sex trafficking thing. That's a random side.
No kidding.
The thing what they're doing, I wanted to bring this up really quick since Jolie is here and maybe some teenagers are listening to this, is that online, their age kids are befriending them, but they are hidden informants to...
Really?
Yes, to human sex trafficking adults. And there is information how to actually find that out. It is the most scary thing. When I read that, it actually made me freak out because yes, you're aware of the adults and you of the creeps and everyone else that is attacking them, but now it's their age and they pretend to be so friendly with them. And in the meantime, they're working for
It's also trafficking. Women approaching women. That's where they're getting it. Because of course, as you grow up, you're
that's unbelievable. I didn't know about that.
Yes. You're like, don't talk to that creepy guy or not whatever. Mm-hmm. But now, and that's who Mandy knows. She was a person who was getting girls for like the guys, and she changed her whole life.
We gotta have that podcast up soon.
1,000,000% because I think it is so important that everyone is aware. I know it's scary and you don't want to scare people, but people have to be aware.
But I think that when you say sex trafficking, I don't think that people think it's real, and it is such a huge
it is so real huge and so thing. Big.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think until someone's impacted by it, you're not really impacted by something. Right.
Yeah.
You know, you hear that people with sex trafficking.
That's true.
Like that, right?
Yeah.
So that's crazy. My God. That's insane. Wow.
Insane. Can we call Miss Polly real quick, please?
All right. Yeah, we got to have people at the door already. Though.
We're going to be quick.
Oh, we'll go fast.
I'm missing this theme song. I'm just saying.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Polly.
Miss Polly.
No. Miss Polly, we have to be a little bit quick because there are more people. They're getting famous with this new studio. So there's people outside the door waiting to record. But we're going to get really quickly. Could you talk a little bit about how we have talked about this before, but since this is a teen episode, how to talk to your teen about healthy sexuality and teen pregnancy, because that is really important.
Absolutely. Because most teens, no offense, Jolie, most teenagers think that they know everything. So it's going to be really hard to kind of sometimes say, hey, let's have a conversation. But it's important that you continue and have that and exhibit healthy relationships yourself. You know, let them know that what constitutes abuse, what signs to look for in terms of if you're dating someone and you see a red flag, let them know what those red flags look like. You know, are they verbally abusive? Are they pushy? Are they aggressive? You know, these are things that teens need to know, and they need to see what healthy looks like in their parents' relationship too.
Jolie, how do you feel about that?
I honestly wasn't listening. Sorry. I was so zoned out just now. I don't even know what's happened.
Sorry, Miss Polly.
I don't even know what to say about that. That's
so funny. I was so zoned out. I don't even remember what just happened.
74. What?
Sorry about that.
Teen pregnancy.
Well, I'm not going to say something if I don't know what she said.
That's too funny.
Teen pregnancy is still something that is probably the most, it's actually the biggest reason that kids today actually use birth control of some sort, because they're afraid of getting pregnant. More so than even
that's like crazy. STD. I'm glad I have a son right now. Although I say that and he can knock someone up, so it may not be good. None of it's good.
So they need to know what the options are.
Right.
They need to know how to prevent them, you know, whether it's condoms, whether it, you know, I hate to say that, the morning after pill. But let them know that the parents have to know that abstinence is not the answer. Because honestly, if a child or a teenager or whoever is going to have sex, they need to know what the other options are besides no sex. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Did she have a talk with both you guys?
I never had a talk.
No. We just talk all the time.
Like it was never a surprise.
Yeah, it was never like a sit down.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk all the time, so it doesn't have to be this awkward talk. And there's the books in the house too. If they don't feel comfortable, they can learn everything, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, if they don't feel comfortable, I always had those books that explained everything if they wanted to know.
She threw it at us.
You did what?
I'm kidding. Oh, I was like, dang.
So let's go to the question of the day.
Okay.
The two posh girls ask the question of the day.
Do you believe money can or cannot buy happiness?
Oh, yes.
No. God, no. Money cannot buy happiness.
I'm a very happy person, and I would be a lot happier with a lot of money.
I've been on both sides of it, and I learned very quickly. When I'd made a lot of money, that I was way more. I mean, because you feel it, you feel that empty spot with a bunch of crap, and it was cool to have those things, cars and blah blah blah. But it was I felt like when it all settled from the excitement of the newness, like days or weeks later, I was just as I felt more miserable.
Yeah, but not having money.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Way worse.
You're right, right? But at the end of the day, though, it's nice to be able to take care of your bills and all that stuff, right? But I mean, I just don't think it can create, because I've seen a lot of people who are not, don't have a lot of money, who are way happier than people who have a ton of money.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Having money is way nicer for sure.
Money makes you more of who you are. So if you're a miserable person, you're still going to be miserable.
It's true.
And if you're a happy person, you can pretend because you have money. But I know that I'm a very happy person, and I can tell you, if I didn't have to struggle, I'd be a way happier person.
Miss Polly.
I'm with you on that, Marcella. I'm with you because I struggle. I mean, I'm basically awful. Single and having to, you know, work 6 days a week and struggle, like literally struggle to make ends meet. And I don't have any help. And so you know, there's a lot of things that I don't have. But I mean, I haven't. Am I any happier? I was happy when I could make all my bills go away, like by paying them. But I mean, I'm happier that I have my own place and I can, you know, I have a car to drive and I have food in my stomach and a place to lay my head. So
right.
That to me is, I'm content in a sense.
Right.
Okay.
Spider?
I've been happy with money and without. So it doesn't make a difference to me.
Jolie.
Honestly, yeah, I think you could be way happier with money, because there's this song that I listen to that it's like, would you rather cry in a Lambo or would you rather cry in like a, I don't know what other
car. I've seen that before. That's really funny.
That's awesome. Gino.
definitely easier, but that's why you see the people that are loaded and still not happy and looking for something. Yeah. If you're not, like Ms. Polly said, content, if you don't have something fulfilling going on, it doesn't matter how much you got.
Yeah. Mom,
I agree with that. Money makes you more of who you are. Yeah. I think when you have money and maybe you can help others and do some charity work, or really that makes you more happy if you're that kind of person. I believe it always makes me happy if I can help people. So the more money I have, the happier I get to help people. So
it's just nice to be able to like breathe, and like not having it to me is far worse.
Money isn't. Doesn't money is the root to all happiness, but somehow it feels better to cry in a Mercedes. So.
Yeah, that's what she said. On that note, thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you,
Miss Polly.
Thank you. Bye.
If you like our show, you can follow us on all social media handles. Two Posh Podcast is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as Two Posh Boutique is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And my personal Instagram is Gabby Talks, and my Facebook is Gabrielle Kendall Gilmore. So reach out to us, and here's Marcella's social media handles.
Also, our podcast is on all podcast networks that you can find. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat at Marcella Ranieri. Nothing really creative. My first and last name, Marcellaranieri.
And Two Posh Podcast is also on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. Miss Polly?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at PR by Polly. My Twitter handle is Miss Polly Sex EDU.
Hey.
Beautiful, everyone. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to podcasts. YouTube. And YouTube.
You can see us all.
Yeah. And you, everyone have a wonderful day.